This is a special moment. I really wish I could convey to you how precious this listening we are giving ourselves. These intimacies that we are offering each other, and also this little training, this training of the three breaths. We have all experienced a particularly painful moment when it seems as if all the pain comes up. It seems as if all the pain comes up at once. It's a moment of pain or fear, confusion, despair, anger. It can take so many different forms. At that moment, the whole block of sufferings manifests. And it's not a little pain, an annoyance, but it's just that important moment that happens now and then in life. When it happens, it seems eternal. It seems like a drama that will last forever. Then, like all things, it falls. We turn around and it's gone. It's nice to remember that it falls. Like all things, it changes. Some call it a body of pain. Eckhart Tolle call it a body of pain. Or block of suffering, as Thich Nhat Hanh call it. When all that is not accept, all that is reject, all the pain that has been repressed, submerged, emerge and show itself. At that very moment, we can discover that we are free. With a small gesture, that of bringing our hand to our heart or where we need contact, and give ourselves three breaths. It's like a drop of homeopathy, a balm that transforms everything. These three breaths are like a ray of sunshine cutting through the cloak of clouds. Everything is gray. Everything is dark, and then suddenly there is a ray of sunshine piercing through the clouds and illuminates the sea or the hillside, and suddenly we remember that the sun is always there. There is also during the night, there is always, even if we don't see it. But even now that there is not this emergency, this urgency, we can give ourselves this listening, this return to us in the form of the three breaths. It's a great gift, because then, in the particularly painful moment, we may find that we can draw on this same freedom, because the sun is always there. Freedom is always there. It's not the fruit of a doing, but of a quitting, of a not believing in history and allowing ourselves to feel. Of course, we need training. Training to be well, to trust in a being well. That is always there. We don't need to eliminate something in order to tap into this freedom, because this freedom is always there. It's a change of look, a change of vision. Now there are many words, but then the practice is really simple. I invite you to enter into our exploration. We can call it meditation. I like the word recollection better. Listening and intimacy. I would like to propose, if possible, that we lie down so that we can abandon ourselves completely. For who prefer to maintain a sitting position, let it truly be a posture of great rest. Let us therefore give ourselves plenty of time to prepare and pause without haste. Because haste is that drop of fear that poison our day. Let us discover that we don't need to give up this moment. It's the only moment there is. Let us enjoy it. Let us also enjoy this small movement that led us little by little into abandonment on a mat, on a couch, on a bed. In this posture, it is easier for us to enter rest. The whole body entrusts itself to the heart. It's very brave to entrust ourselves. The body has a gift offered to the heart, heart that is recalled by the heart. Here is, let us enjoy this slow return. It's a return, it's a rest so spacious, so welcoming, that we can embrace even what cannot yet rest in us. Let us enjoy the wonder of the open body, thanks to which the closed body can be recognized and allow for the first time allowed. This small tension, this subtle restless, finding with affection. Usually, when we allow ourselves a moment's rest, precisely thanks to this surrender so brave, so sweet, that which cannot yet surrender manifest itself. Perhaps it's a particular place in the body where a contraction is recognized, as if this part of the body cannot yet entrust its weight to the heart. Let us enjoy and welcome with affection this place where the history of the body, of the heart, is written, without the need to find victims, culprits, just the bare sensation, the simple sensation, fully physical of this small resistance. Openness and resistance are the two aspects of this intimacy, of this listening, the two different forms so precious of these great gifts that we are offering ourselves, this gift, this respect that we are offering each other. It's so rare to offer us respect. Respect is born from this listening, from this intimacy. In this respect, perhaps we discover with amazement that we can also respect this small resistance. This small contraction is a splendid discovery. We don't need to adjust, to eliminate. On the contrary, this request for help, which takes form of a small pain, of a feeling of closure, of contraction, of tension, is finally recognize as a request of attention, of care, of affection. Precisely this little tension that we have always rejected, that we have tried to eliminate, to fix, to understand, to resolve, finally respected. This respect is listening, which is a precious listening, which is healing, precisely because it doesn't demand anything, doesn't want to change. Improve, solve, understand. It's an unconditional listening without demands, without whims, without the need for a method, a trick to eliminate, to solve. It's a gift, just as the body entrust itself to the hurt. Even our small hurt can rely on the hurt. The small hurt with its stories, its wounds, rest in the big hurt, in the hurt that welcomes it. The hurt that allows everything. The hurt that has no enemies. This freedom, which is not the fruit of a doing, of a method, of a trick, but is a wealth that is already there. A wealth that is always with us. This freedom, this listening, this respect, this affection for the opening body and for the closed body, especially for the closed body, especially for the tension, this subtle resistance, this great treasure, this wealth, this freedom that is always with us. When the fatigue of constantly trying to adjust life, to adjust us, to adjust our feeling, our emotion, our thought of adjusting the other, to adjust present condition, to adjust the past, to adjust the future, to adjust life. when this effort and this futility is truly recognized in the muscle, in the tendons, the fatigue of continuous adjusting, of the continuous committing, of the continuing rejection.